following is an exclusive of PCU Radio and MadhouseLive.com.
Okay. Well, it's now 12:27, and we picked up some steam over there. Thanks to everybody who's been calling in. KDK, Reclude, Milkman as usual, and Lonesome coming up with the numbers as always. He's a fucking machine. We give him some more help here by calling John Duty. That was a great call. Josephina Moron, Sir F. Rat. Old guy answered. I'm going to try this one on my own. Woohoo! Everybody, the toll-free line to call in the show is 1-800-278-8509. Once again, that's 1-888-278-8509. Once again, the number to call the Madhouse Live right now is 1-888-278-8509. Peopleoid is in the chat room, and he's telling me that his former landlord, Donald, has a handicapped son who doesn't live with him. He suggests I pretend to be the retarded son, tell him I want to go back to school. Confirmed about 10 minutes ago, he's an old bastard, so he should still be there. And he gives me his phone number. So we're gonna give that dude a call. Peopleoid, that's one out for you. And you know, send me all your prank requests and all your music requests. Bam, bam, bam. On AOL Instant Messenger, you can reach me at Madhouse Radio. On Yahoo, I am at Madhouse PCU Radio. And Hotmail, MSN, is Madhouse PCU Radio at Hotmail.com. On top of that, you can reach me on Google Talk, if you have that, at Madhouse Radio. If you don't have that, check it out. It's a nice and neat application. By the way, MadhouseLive.com is the homepage for the Madhouse, which is the show you're listening to right now. Again, that's MadhouseLive.com. And KDKPrankCalls.com, again, that's KDKPrankCalls.com, is the home to PCU Radio, and where you can go to join the chat room. See, the chat room is holding stable tonight. You've got people coming in and going as time goes on, but we're charging along. Anyway, I'm going to give that call to that dude that Peopleoid sent me over. I guess it's one of his retarded, going to be the retarded son of his former landlord, and see what I can do. God bless me for doing this. Anyway, we'll be right back with that, everybody. It's 12:30 now, Friday morning, and you're listening to the Madhouse on PCU Radio. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, hello. How are you?
Good.
Good. Look, I need to speak to you about the problem we have here. I'm over here, and someone told me that you have a problem with your building.
Who's calling?
Well, my name is Sukhrinder Ajala, and I am with the Homeowners Association with the city. And you are being investigated for having a porch structure in one of your buildings that you own. Are you aware of the complaints against you?
No.
Well, sir, the only problem that we have now is that you're facing a big lawsuit. Someone was apparently sitting...
at 1 o'clock in the morning?
Yes, we called. We just received the complaint now. We received the complaint now, you bastard. You son of a bitch.
I forgot that I was supposed to, act like a retard there. That's sad. Alright, let me go back in the chat room. See, a lot of people are talking to me. Somebody told me about scrambled weed eggs. You know, I heard about it. You gotta make the butter. You make that weed butter. You, cook weed and butter, and then you skim it, I think. Yeah. And then you can get it high on off of whatever you cook with that butter. You fry eggs in it, you do whatever, put it on your bagel. I'm gonna do that once. I feel so I'm so scared of ruining, you know, a nice sack of weed because I tried to cook with it and burnt it
or something like that. But anyway, there's this show called Weeds on Showtime now. It comes on every Sunday, I think, and it's pretty cool. It's all about some homeowner lady, some rich lady, whose husband dies, and she starts selling weed in the neighborhood. And it's a really, really funny show. Kevin Nealon's in it, so if you haven't seen it yet, be sure to check out Weeds on Showtime. Very cool show. And yeah, you would like that. Let me see what else is going on in the chat room here. Bam, bam, bam. Some more calls here. Dolores Tramp in South Dakota. Gabina Dumbass. Anyway, I was going to call Sir F. Rat. Sir Rat, he answered about 20 minutes ago. Apparently the Patriots won tonight. They beat the Raiders. I'm assuming the game's over. Unless it went into overtime for some reason. I stopped looking at that. They were winning 23-14 when I last saw at the end of the third quarter. But I don't know actually who won now. Let me take a look at that. If anybody cares, fucking, you guys probably already know. If you do care, you probably already know, so whatever. Okay, let's get Mr. Rat on the line here. If you guys just hold on a moment, I'll get another prank call. It is now 12:35, and you are listening to The Madhouse. Be right back. You son of a bitch. God damn, it didn't even let me talk. Fuck that guy. Woo! What's going on over here? Madman's talking about, well, yeah, weed butter is the key. See, I knew it, motherfuckers. That's how you gotta do it. Madman, send me a recipe or some shit. I'm too afraid to do it, but fuck. I'm gonna do that one day. I'm just gonna put it on my toast in the morning. I heard that you just get an overall body high when you do that shit, so. And you, you waste a lot less weed than by smoking it, because when you smoke weed, it just kind of burns off. When you don't, when you're eating it, you're getting all that THC up in that ass. And we got a call, everybody, in the great state of Texas. You're on the Madhouse. Good evening. You're on the Madhouse. Yeah. Well, they were in the Madhouse, but we lost them. Oh, well. Yeah, it happens. And eating weed is really ferocious munchies. Okay. Yeah, I guess. I would guess so. That probably would happen. Okay. Go back in the chat room here. Who can I call? Petru. There's a Richard Roma also. Madhouse, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Prank Masters?
Not much. I just sent you a shitload of numbers. There are 24/7.
Okay, hang on. 24/7 numbers? 24/7 locations?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, you did. Look at that. I wasn't paying attention. Okay. Oh, look at that. Bob's Big Boy. Save one. Would you like to call one of these, sir?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Do you have a preference of these, or would you like me to go through them here?
Doesn't matter.
Dragonfly.
They're 24/7, so I tested them, too.
Oh, really? Oh, dude, look at the News Cafe in Miami Beach. Oh, my God. Can you imagine that? See him on
I even found 24/7 numbers in New Orleans.
Yeah. Did you test them?
Yeah.
In New Orleans, really?
Huh. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And I got an answering machine.
Oh, man. Hey, you want to call the Baba Palace in Chicago?
Sure.
That's 24 hours. All the ones you sent me are 24 hours, right?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll call the Baba Palace, all right? Well,
uh-huh.
All right, cool. Well, Breakfast is hold on the line, and everybody also hold on the air. And I'll be on with a prank master and another prank call. Be just one moment. You're listening to The Madhouse.
Oh, yay!
Yeah, good time.
Hello, Papa Palace?
Yes.
Yes, how are you doing, my friend?
Very good.
Very good, it's been a long time.
What do you want, man?
Let's see. Do you have your Baba Bean?
Sorry?
Baba Bean. Baba Bean.
Halle Bean?
Yes.
What have you been?
You don't have Baba Bean?
Hold on.
Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Yes, how's your voice? Is the voice good today?
I can't hear you, sir. What did you say?
Hang on. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, talk to my brother. Hang on.
Hello,
pick up, brother.
What did you say?
I'm sorry, I'm not paying attention. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hey man, look, I need to come in. I got a party of like 10 people here. We're all...
I don't speak Ordo, brother.
What?
I don't speak Ordo.
What's Ordo?
What are you talking about?
I have about 10 people who, we just came. We're looking at houses here in Chicago. Properties, and we would like to come in for some food.
10 people? You looking for what?
10 people, 3 are Jews. You have kosher.
This is a restaurant.
What kind of food are you having there, sir?
This is Indian Pakistan food.
Good. What is better, the Indian or the Pakistan?
Huh?
What is better, Indian or Pakistan food?
Pakistan and India, both.
Okay, when you get mad at the other side of the... Do you throw a nuclear missile from India to Pakistan over the Kashmir?
Yes, sir.
You do?
What'd you say?
Who do you think the Kashmir belongs to, India or Pakistan?
It belongs to you.
No, I don't want it. It's a piece of shit.
Yeah, it belongs to you, sir.
Yeah, I'd like to see you.
Oh, no problem.
You got a problem?
No, we have no problem.
You wanna make fight with me?
No. I just answer your question.
What is the question? I said who is?
I think you have nothing to do. Go sleep or do something.
Why don't you look at your mother?
Thank you, Master. Go
no,
ahead.
Go
have
go
good
to
night. Take care.
Go to hell.
Dirty turban.
Dirty bitch. Fuck.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah. Right, man. That was pretty good, man. Help.
Yeah. I was actually gonna start up trying to do like Baba Love, but then I said, nah.
Yeah. Hey.
You gotta get like a Cuban restaurant, and then you gotta start singing Baba Love.
Baba Love.
Yeah. Baba Love.
Yeah. Dude. Yeah. That's awesome. This people out over here. He sent me a link to a website all about eating weed, how to make bud butter and how to cook with it and stuff. Dude, I'm so gonna do this before I quit smoking weed. I'm gonna make some like Rice Krispie. Oh hell yeah! Can you imagine Rice Krispie teas to get you high? It's gonna be so awesome, man. Anyway, so tell me the truth. Is this for real? What's going on with you and Zola? You're gonna be now. You what do? You review pranks. You review haunted houses.
Yeah.
Do you dress up when you go to the haunted houses?
What?
Do you dress up when you do the reviews?
No. I actually just go in and ask the guy who's a regular customer and see, like, whether it's, whether it's gray and shit, or, you know, like, how, like the ratings, like, 1 bat, 2 bat, 3 bat, 4 bat, 5 bat, you know?
Right. Now tell me this, so you won't be able to make it to Zolar's house until 10:30?
We kind of figured we looked out something, so...
Okay, alright, good. Well, let's not push it, but you're planning on being on the show tomorrow. You don't have any idea how many people asked me before the show started on IM, is Prankmaster going to be on tomorrow? What's up with Zolar? So let me I already did this once, but I'm just saying, everybody out there listening now, Pragmaster will be on, don't worry. It'll be a normal Zolar show, all points intended. I don't know what I'm talking. I'm rambling. Okay.
Yo, I got a good number for you to call.
Okay, what do you got?
Baghdad Cafe.
Where? Baghdad Cafe? Where's the Baghdad Cafe at?
Check the last number.
Okay, in San Francisco. Okay, I see it. Got it.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. The Baghdad Cafe. Okay, well, let's give that a call. All right, cool.
Cool. All
right. All right, hang on the line, Prankmaster. We'll get that on. All right, everybody.
All right, cool.
All right, cool. Yeah, we're doing another call here, everybody. This is going to be the Baghdad Cafe in San Francisco, California. It's now 12:47, and you are listening to the Madhouse.
Balance. Well, a lot of you can talk for. Two. 2:29.
Are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Whoa, I'm getting feedback. You want to go on first or me?
You.
All right.
Baghdad Cafe, this is Nicholas. How can I help you?
Well, hello, Nicholas. How are you, sir?
Good, how are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you. Look, sir, I just got back from the war, and I was looking to try to relive that wartime experience. What do you say?
We're not like normal Baghdad, no.
No?
Have you heard of the movie Baghdad Cafe?
I don't really care for art and shit like that.
No,
I don't
really either. I've never seen the movie, but it's
what was your name again?
Nicholas.
Uh-huh. Nicholas, look, you don't understand the shit that I saw over there, man. You don't know what it's like to see people buried up to their heads. With their arms sticking out of the sand, so they can wave goodbye to you as you walk away.
Okay. So
you don't know what it's like to have had the fear of some raghead coming up behind you and blowing you up.
What?
I'm appalled that you would have a place of business called the Baghdad Cafe. You know how offensive that is to me and my brothers.
Yeah, we're really sorry, man. It's really offensive. Thanks a lot. Have a good night.
You son of a bitch. You un-American fuck. What assholes.
That guy sounded like totally gay right there.
I know, man. He thought I was...
It sounded like he was actually chewing on a dick at the same time while he was talking.
Yeah. You know what? I think you have something there.
Yeah. All right, closing a dude shop and then I'll go. I'm going to close this place.
Okay, who do you want? Do you want the adult shop? Okay, they have a theater. Pews and an
arcade. Yeah, I'm going to ask about the arcade. I'm going to say, like, make a provide adult game.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, all right, man. You run with that.
All right.
I'll put you on. All right, everybody. Here we go with another call. The man has his pig steam back up. We'll be right back in just one moment, everybody. You're listening to the Man House on PCU Radio.
Hello, the door shop, how can I help you?
Yes, I'm calling about the video games.
Video games?
Yeah, the arcade.
Oh, okay, the arcade, yeah.
I was playing one of the games, I think the game's called Double Action Dildo, and, the dildo, when I picked it up, it accidentally smelled like someone actually stuck it inside.
Uh-huh.
Can you tell me about that game?
Not really, but let me... Wait up, just give me a second.
They got something about a game of dildo? I have no
idea. Oh my god.
A video arcade.
This one's a video arcade, man.
And a movie arcade.
Huh?
I think you got the wrong one, because this is a video arcade. You get to watch movies. You don't play any games.
Oh, well, it says in your ad that you have an arcade.
Yeah, arcade. You know, arcade. That's
movie arcade.
Movie arcade that you can flip through.
Well, in your ad, it says an arcade.
Okay, yeah, and it's a movie arcade, man. Pay attention. That's
hey,
movie.
Hey, what, you calling me dumb?
No.
Just hang up.
You fucking... Damn it. Shit.
Did you hear the guy? He's like, just hang up. Jesus. You want to try to call him again?
Sure.
Alright, hang on.
Let me see if I can do this here. Oops. Go try it again. Aye, hang on, man.
Enter your authorization code now.
Para mensajes en español.
You have $1.24. Please enter your destination number now. Current balance will allow you to hours, 4 minutes, 29 seconds.
Thank you for calling Adult Shop. May I help you, please?
Yes. Do you have the movie Weapons of Ass Destruction?
You have to hold on just a moment. I'm in the computer. I can't pull it up yet, okay?
Okay.
Hold on a moment.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry, what was the name of that movie again?
Weapons of Ass. I have a couple of movies that I'm hoping to buy, so.
No, nothing. Don't have that one. Wait.
How about The Sperminator? You gotta have that one. It's very popular.
I didn't even see that. I know. I was like, oh, shit. The only thing I got is sperm swappers.
How about The Empire Licks Crack?
I don't have that one.
Come with me?
I don't think so. Goodbye.
Bush Bum Fucks Blair? How about that one?
Oh, shit, man. You think one of those would actually be a movie? God damn it. That's funny.
Yeah.
Hey,
I got a bunch of funny ones. How about Star Trek The Next Penetration?
Star Trek The Next Penetration. Oh my god. Yeah.
Shaving Ryan's Privates.
Yeah.
Lord of Men Cometh.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey.
Producer of Ass.
Let me ask you, speaking of video games, Prankmaster, do you like video games? Do you play video games much?
Once in a while. Not too much.
Do you ever go online for video game news?
Look, my computer is like so shitty, I can't even do 3D gaming, so.
Well, do you ever go, like, to any of the websites to check out my video games, like IGN or anything like that?
Yeah, I have.
Well, I have. Whoa. Holy shit. Oh, my God. Hang on, everybody. We have a crisis. Oh, shit. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. We lost you there.
Bunch of good names that I could have came up with for him. Spankenstein. Teenage Mutant Ninja Dildos. But how about this one? E3, the extra testicle.
Okay, well, hang on. I'm going to have to interrupt you real quick. I have some breaking news real quick here for everybody, please.
Okay.
Everybody, I'm being informed here through the chat room, for those of you who aren't in the chat room. Or just for reference sake, Dead Ed is reporting that Fox has bought IGN for $650 million. That's right, News Corp, run by Rupert Murdoch, has bought IGN for $650 million. That is insane.
Wow, man. You know how much IGN is going to suck now? And, you know, IGN has been progressively getting crappier and crappier along the years, I think. I've followed them since they were Game Players magazine back in the mid-90s. And they actually abandoned the magazine to focus on IGN, and now this is happening. I don't know. Anyway, so what other numbers do you have here? You got,
I got a shitload, dude.
Yeah, I'm looking here. The Majestic Diner, the News Cafe, Club Deep. Club Deep. God. That's nasty.
Yeah, hey, call the best one outside. I got a good idea for that one.
Which one is it now?
The Lizard of Suds.
Lizard.
It's in Las Vegas.
In Vegas. I'm trying to find it. You sent that to me already?
Yeah.
Oh, there, Wizard of Suds. I wonder about that. Oh, that's like beer. Okay. All right. You want to take that one? I'll put you through.
Yeah, I'll take it.
All right, cool.
Got an idea.
All right, good deal, man. So, hey, look, we're getting those prank calls in that we wanted to get done, huh? We were talking about getting prank calls on for like a few days now. We never got a chance to, so here we are. Now actually able to. All right. Well, hang on, everybody. We'll be back with the next call in just one moment.
Is a recording. You have $1.15. Please enter your destination number. Your current balance will allow 1 hour, 55 minutes, 29 seconds.
Are you there?
Yep.
Thank you for calling in. Ames, can help you?
Yes. Is this the Wizard of Suds?
I'm sorry. Yes, sir.
Listen, I made up a great song that could be used in your next promotion.
Oh, well, you need to call and talk to the owners. They're here in the mornings about 10:30, 11 o'clock.
Can I tell you a little bit and you can just continue?
No, I won't forget. I'll forget. So call the owners.
Well, can I just tell you a little bit, please? Damn. I was going to start singing. The Wizard, the Wonderful Wizard of Suds.
Please enter your destination number now.
That guy won't play.
Here's another one.
Let me try another one. You want to just call Save on Drugs in L.A.?
Which one?
Too late. I was going to call Save on Drugs in L.A.
Okay.
You can
start.
Okay. Actually, this is Shark Club. The Shark Club. Okay. Charlie's Chili Restaurant. Okay. Hang on, Prankmaster. I'm going to do a call this time. You hang on the line. I want you to join in, possibly, okay?
All right.
Everybody, we're going to try another call here, everybody. 1:03 a.m. now. We're going strong. You're listening to The Madhouse. I'll be right back in just one moment. You're listening to PC Radio.
Got you, right?
Dr. Mondo.
Mensajes en español, marque asterisco 1.
Marque 2, por favor.
Fucking tell me, it's wrong, dude.
para llamada en español.
You have $1.14. Nation number now.
It took me a long time to get you back on, huh?
Yeah, baby. That darn stick.
Sorry about that. Yeah, I know. Hang on, Brody.
All right.
Will allow you to talk for 54 minutes 29 seconds.
Can't find my lighter. Shit.
Kelly.
Yes, hello, ma'am. Look, I'm not too happy. I just came in there with my son, and he...
Hi.
Hello.
I'm sorry?
Yes, ma'am, can you hear me?
Yeah, you're going to have to speak up a little bit.
Okay, look, ma'am, here's what's going on. I just came in with my son, and he's autistic, and apparently you guys served him some kind of food here, which is spicy as all get out. He's got it all over his eyes, his ears, his mouth. All in his gums everywhere, and he is going crazy.
Okay.
What kind of responsibility is that of you to do something like this?
I can hardly hear you.
Well, look, what I'm trying to say is my son is on the line right now, and he's autistic, and you guys have fed him spicy food. He had no idea what he was getting himself into, and now he's suffering.
Was he with an adult?
Charlie, are you there? Charlie.
Who is this?
Charlie.
Hello?
Hi. Hi.
I'm not feeling too well.
Yeah, Charlie, he's thrown up through his nose.
Who is this?
I'm telling you now, this is Carlito. I got here with my son, Charlie. He's autistic, and you goddamn fed him some hot pepper shit, and now he's all going crazy.
And you want me to do what, exactly?
I want you to come over here, pay for the cleaning bills, pay for the medical bills, and I'm holding you personally responsible. What... And that's all she can do is laugh.
Shit.
Hang on, Pregnance.
Charlie, you shit all over the place. What the hell's wrong with you?
Right, right. Pregnance, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey. I got Milkman back on the air, too, thank God. Hey, man, this is... That wasn't too good, but that wasn't too bad.
Yeah,
you know, no problem.
But these numbers are working out beautifully, man.
Yeah, exactly. I just had I had a caller come in, but I accidentally didn't get to you in time. Mm-hmm. So if you want to call back, please do. Prankmaster, I'm going to go ahead and clear the lines here before I head off the air. But I thank you very much for participating.
Yep, thank you.
With your permission, I'll say these numbers, and maybe if I'll get to someone. Since they're 24 hours, I can definitely get to them next week. Yeah, and. Maybe Zolar hit one or two of them tomorrow night. Are you guys planning on doing prank calls tomorrow, you think? Because last week, there weren't too... the times that I heard, there weren't too many calls going on.
Yeah, that's because of the hookup, but...
Yeah,
I think this week, there's going to be probably... No, I don't know about a hookup, but I think this week we'll have a lot more numbers and start doing a lot more prank calls this week.
Awesome, dude. Well, I'll be in there listening. Everybody listening in tomorrow at 10 p.m., right?
Yep.
Right. All right, man. Well, hey, Prankmaster, thank you very much for calling. Have yourself a super night.
You too. All
right. Stay black. All
right. This is Delicious Carlitos Radio. Have fun.
Delicious. That's what I like. All right, man. Later. All right.
Bye.
Delicious.
Prankmaster's cool.
Prankmaster. What are you talking about, Delicious Prankmaster? Jesus Christ. Kids
what are your flavor there, Faber?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Faber?
Hey, Milkman, you're barely coming in.
Oh, okay.
You're coming in strong, but you're coming in quiet.
I think it's this damn connection over here. I'm telling you, these ISC people are out to get me.
Yeah, probably
I know
is.
They are.
Yeah,
they're
well,
listening to me.
Look, man, I have you back on here, but I'm about to call it quits for the night. It's It's about 6 minutes shy of normal quitting time. I think I'm going to go ahead and call it off now. The show started off to a slow start, but it ended up actually picking up speed here. Towards the end, I got some pretty decent calls. Milkman.
Yes.
Man, you're barely coming in, but I just want to say, as always, thank you for being on the show. Thank you for everything you do, sir.
Okay, this is Mr. Ed. Mr. Ed just wanted to say thank
Mr. Ed.
You for letting me on the show, Wilbur.
No, yeah, thank you for being on, Milkman. All right, man.
Okay, then. Thank you, and bye-bye. See you later, Reclude, KDK, Madman, PCU, bye.
Bye.
Yes. Right,
fabulous.
That's Milkman, everybody. Thank you, as always, Milkman, for joining in. Well, as I said, tomorrow night, Zolar is going to be on at 10. It's about time for me to call it quits, though, because, man, I'm like, woo, ups and downs. Yeah, I guess I could take one more call. You're on the Madhouse.
Hello?
Hello.
Is this PCU?
Yeah, this is PCU. You're on the Madhouse. Who am I speaking with?
Christian.
Bro, what's up, Christian?
Dude, are you guys, like, that bored?
Oh, no, we're not that bored, but, you know, this is what else you gonna fucking do on a night like tonight, man? There ain't shit going on. It's whatever. We just prank call. What the fuck, man?
What the fuck? So, what's the number for? What are people supposed to call in for?
What is this supposed to call in for?
Yeah.
Well, you know, people call, they shoot the shit, or they do prank call me on the air. That's all it is, man. This is so people can call in and get involved. So it's just not people just listening to me, my fat ass talk all night. You know what I mean? You gotta switch it up on people, so you know, keep them listening. That's just how it is, man. That's how you do radio.
Yeah, dude. I just gotta say that last one that you guys did to Charlie's Chili over in, Cali?
Yeah.
That one was shit, bro.
That wasn't what?
That was shit.
That was shit. Yeah, it was. It was, yeah. But, you know, I mean, you roll with the punches. I've had good calls tonight. I've had bad calls tonight, but whatever, man. It's been a
shitty
one. I
got to talk to a lady. The lady was like, yeah, they're fucking dumbasses. What the hell is that? Dude, yeah, exactly. They got a better prank. Call us back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, just, it's been an off night. What can I say, dude? This is what happens, man.
Alright, man. Well, I'll keep listening if anything new.
Alright, well, keep listening all right. And all that shit. Alright, man. Later. Alright, well, thank you for calling, sir. I always like the fact that people like to join in. And even if it's negative, it's not negative, but, you know, it's being honest. Tonight's been a crappy show, so what can I say? It has been crappy. I wouldn't say crappy. It's just been less than stellar. But regardless, everybody be sure to listen to Zolar tomorrow, as I was trying to say, at 10 p.m. KDK's on Saturday night at 10, as well with the Lunatic Fringe. Sunday is Sean Ward at 9. Billy Mira is on at 8 o'clock on Monday, and then KDK returns once again Wednesday nights at 10, and you'll be back on the Madhouse next Thursday. So, that's it. What else can I say? It's been an okay night. I thank everybody for being involved. Prankmaster for calling in. Everybody else who called, Reclude. Milkman for joining in. And Lonesome Loser, as always, for the hook us with the calls. What else can I say? I couldn't do it with everybody out there who listens. So be sure you visit madhouselive.com and listen to all the previous prank calls on the show, past episodes if you missed them, and be sure to spread the word for everybody to visit kdkprankcalls.com. And that's going to be it for me tonight, everybody. Thank you very much for listening. And stay tuned for 24 hours of non-stop prank calls. Right. Where is my shit? Okay. Good night, everybody. Have a good weekend.
Al esfuerzo y al heroísmo de una revolución. No los queremos, no los necesitamos.
You've just been listening to a sample of The Madhouse. If you like what you hear, be sure to listen in every Thursday night at 9:15 p.m. on PCU Radio, your number one source for live and recorded prank calls. For more information, visit madhouselive.com or kdkprankcalls.com.